Thank you. Mary, she felt the rigid form of another mourner pause beside her. She didn't look up to meet his gaze. She knew the look held in his dark eyes a mixture of sympathy and regret, glossed over by unshed tears. The gentle but hesitant squeeze of his hand on Mary's shoulder, the imprint of his calloused fingers mingling with 100 other pokes and prods of good intentions. Her skin felt sticky, dirty, with a residue of wordless condolences. The warm, wet tendrils of steam no longer rose from the plate placed before her, an offering, a compassionate attempt to coax her from her silence, but the bread succumbed hours ago to its own stale death. She was amazed at how these four walls and 4 days could be bursting with a constant stream of activity, but still reek of death, like a body whose skin still greeted the brush of your fingertips with warmth, but was void of a thrumming heartbeat to assure you that life still took up residence here. No matter the preparations, the number of bodies pressed into the house, bread broken and baked, there was no real life here. Everything was a show, a facade, like the perfume she rubbed into his cold, rigid skin to match the stench of decay. The scent of rotting flesh mangled the usually sweet, earthy musk of nard. And she could still smell the remnants of the perfume on her hands. But it smelled wrong, tainted. There was no real life here. Death and grief took up residence in these 4 walls and 4 days, and she feared they had laid claim to this place and they would never leave. 4 days ago, she could not imagine a world without her brother, Lazarus. Her only brother, Lazarus. But today, a far worse realization swept over her that she was already forgetting the world with him. When she pictured his face in her mind, the details grew blurred and fuzzy. Was the scar on his cheek on the left side or the right? Were his eyes brown with flecks of gold like sunlight reflecting off the desert sand? Or were those flecks darker, more subdued, like the glow of firelight? Was the face that lingered in her waking thoughts the face of a younger version of her brother, or the version of his face just before? Just before. Just before sickness took the glow from his skin. Just before the shadows curled to rest beneath his eyes. Just before the onslaught of coughing interrupted his smile. Just before his strength dissipated into unsteady steps and shaking hands. Just before his eyes folded shut. Just before sleep stole his final days. Just before death smothered the last embers of his life. That final shallow breath. Her sister's outburst as a sob rumbled through her body, the emptiness that reverberated through the room. These sounds echoed in her mind, but no words of her own or a gasp for breath or a whimper of pain would come from the deep emptiness that weighed on her chest. So she was silent, save for one single question that burned in her mind. Why? 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 A sudden thud, the opening and closing of the door, a shuffle of bodies to make room for the interruption, a flurry of concerned whispers, her sister's hand pressing cautiously into the small of her back. Her sister's soft voice held the spark of a sensation that died with Lazarus. Her sister's voice held the gentle warmth of hope. Mary, he's here, the teacher. He's asking for you, please come. But she couldn't go. She couldn't go to him because the question was screaming in her ears, why weren't you here? Why didn't you come? Why? She swirled in a sea of a thousand emotions. She was so angry. She felt betrayed. She was hurt. She was confused. What even should she feel? She longed to see him. She was desperate for the comfort of his embrace. She wanted that hope that lingered in her sister's voice. But she was so broken. Why? Why didn't you come? Her sister's voice tenderly interrupted her thoughts. Please, Mary. He wants to see you. It'll help. I promise. How could she refuse her only sister? So she allowed her sister to take her hand and guide her through those four walls. And they entered the warmth of the morning sun. And the light's rays stung her eyes. When was the last time she ventured outside of those four walls? Only to visit another room with walls of cool stone, the air thick with darkness and silence. In the last 4 days, she only left her own tomb to visit another. Now that they were exposed to the outside world, her heartbeat quickened, matching the frantic pace of their footsteps as her sister pulled her forward. What would she say to him? What should she say to him? Would he hug her? Did she want him to hug her? Would she be angry? Should she be angry with the teacher? But he's more than just that. He's her friend. Why? Why didn't you come? Why weren't you here? Why are you here now? And then she saw him standing among the crowd, their movement causing the dust of the road to rise and surround them in a yellow haze. He stood with his hand grasping the arm of another nameless mourner. She saw him. And all questions sank to the bottom of her mind. She saw him and she ran. She saw him, she ran to him, she fell at his feet. And she choked on the dust that greeted her as her knees hit the hard gravel. She dug her hands into the folds of her clothing, mangling the coarse fabric in her clenched fist. And she didn't look up into his eyes, she kept her gaze fixed on this piece of fringe dangling from the edge of his robe. And then her vision blurred, and a sudden eruption of tears burst from her eyes. And with the tears came the words. Lord, if you had been there, my brother would not have died. More tears. Her own sobs deafened her to the movement of the crowd and of Jesus. And then she felt his hands on her arms as he drew her to stand and face him. And her breathing grew even more ragged as she gasped for breath. What would he say? How would he respond? He gently squeezed her arms, inviting her to open her eyes and look into his face. And when she finally met his gaze, she didn't see the embers of anger or empty pity She watched as tears carved through the dust on his face. Tears, one after another. One for her, one for her sister, one for her brother. Deep love and greatest sorrow swelled and fell from his eyes. And he pulled her close and she fell into his arms, and together they buried one another in tears. His response to her outburst, his response to her loss, his response to her deep suffering, Jesus didn't speak. Jesus wept.
To me of heaven, sing that song of peace. From the toils that bind me, it will bring release. Burdens will be lifted that are pressing so. Showers of rain, blessing for my heart will flow. So sing to me, of heaven, let me fondly dream of its golden glory, of its perfect peace. Sing to me when shadows of the evening fall. Sing to me,
to me, to the shadows of the eye.
this time, I invite you to move from your seat, and you can participate in our two stations. On this side, you can tear cloth as a symbol of your broken heart. And on this side, you can add a tear to the tears of Jesus to acknowledge that he shares in our suffering. I invite you to come and acknowledge your personal suffering or our communal suffering. Come just as you are.
I'm not afraid. Please join me as we sing a song to the God who never lets us go.
Oh, love that will not let me go.
Thank you for being here with us. Go in peace.